Avoiding security glitches is a main concern at airports across the country. Officials at Boston's Logan International Airport are the first in this country to use a new technique that gives them one more method to identify potential terrorists. On September 11th, two hijacked flights from Logan crashed into the World Trade Center. Fred Tice of member station WBUR reports on the new technique called behavior pattern recognition.
At the Delta ticket counter, two state troopers make their way through the line of economy passengers asking questions. 3 weeks ago, Logan began implementing a technique imported by its Israeli security consultant to identify unusual behavior. The technique is an adaptation of one used at Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion Airport. Its application at Logan is in part a response to criticism that security in this country has been too focused on finding potentially dangerous objects rather than detecting potentially dangerous people. Major Tom Robbins is in charge of the state police troop at Logan Airport.
We don't want to just base it on random and, you know, having certain people who obviously pose no threat undergoing, you know, scrutiny to where they put their arms out and they're wanted in their bags of search and things like this. So we want to add intelligence. If we pick up on some behaviors that are patterns of behavior, we'll approach them and ask a few questions. The process takes maybe 15 seconds to 2 minutes, and they're on their way.
Troopers are being trained to apply the program outside the terminals as well, in random roadblocks and in the airport's parking garages. If the technique works at Logan, other airports have expressed interest in applying it. Whether it is deemed successful or not depends not so much on whether anyone is caught, but on whether the program can be implemented without violating anyone's civil rights. Aviation consultant David Forbes, who is based in Evergreen, Colorado, says passengers should welcome this kind of scrutiny.
It potentially removes a lot of the irritation, the hassle factor, if you like, that's applied to checkpoint screening, which is obsessively concerned with the carriage of weapons or innocuous items that could apparently be construed as being weapons. So the focus is quite rightly on the individual who represents the threat. In other words, we're looking for terrorists.
About 100 Massachusetts state troopers are being trained to identify people who behave in unusual ways.
Problem is, I don't know what behaving in an unusual way means.
Barry Steinhardt directs the American Civil Liberties Union's program on technology and liberty. He says in Israel, security methods that may have initially been meant to focus on people who behave in unusual ways has essentially turned into racial profiling.
The Israeli system is almost a binary system, Arab or not Arab. And I fear that's what it will become here, that this will become the pretext for racial profiling.
Officials at Logan say racial profiling is not what they intend. Major Robbins of the Massachusetts State Police declined to elaborate on what kinds of behavior his officers are trained to look for, but he did offer an example.
If you're traveling to this airport and it's 96 degrees out in the middle of summer and someone walks through into the terminal with a heavy overcoat buttoned down, that would be a kind of a behavior that we would pick up on.
On this particular afternoon, the state troopers interview the first seven people in line. Allison Jones goes to school in Boston. She's on her way to Denver to visit her father. She says the troopers asked her where she was going, asked to see her ID, and talked about school and skiing with her.
It seemed like a lot of people were a little nervous when they saw them and approaching and just getting their IDs out, but I think it's good. If anything, it just seemed like they were just making people nervous.
But making people nervous is part of the point. The state troopers are trained to trigger people to behave in ways that will expose their intentions. Officials at Logan hope that, ultimately, passengers will be reassured by the addition of yet another layer of security. For NPR News, I'm Fred Tice in Boston.